Flatlands Field and Foul.
Yeah, that's very good.
So you've had a Christmas bonus, a pretty steep one.
Yeah, my first year after I graduated. set the bar too high.
Yikes. That's a rude awakening to the world. You get slapped with this nice check, and then you realize it's not always like this, old son.
No, that definitely wasn't. I think it was like 1600.
Woo!
But, I mean, I was working seasonal, so that was kind of like the layoff as well. So it just came at Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
So I consider it my Christmas bonus, but...
I think that the old CB hitters are important.
Absolutely.
That's a great thing for morale.
Well, not only that, like, you're just... And it's nice. You tell your employees, hey, listen, you're not putting a dollar value on what they're worth, but you're saying, hey, Merry Christmas. Thanks for all the shit you put up with here.
Like, I don't know. I think it's...
You know, when you have certain individuals that you work with, let's say in your scenario.
Yeah, sure.
I would expect that there would be that hitter in your truck at some point dropped off, you know?
At some point, but I guess it's not always guaranteed.
Well, the only thing in life that's guaranteed, there are no guarantees.
There you go. I suppose you could say death and taxes.
Yeah, that too.
That too, yeah.
That too, yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, huh?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry
Festivus. Well, happy Festivus for the rest of us. I think that's a Seinfeld line.
Yeah, I think so. I think you'd be right on that.
I've never delved too far into the Seinfeld.
I enjoyed a good Seinfeld back in the day. Yeah.
I might have to dig that up one day.
It was good. it's the 23rd today, December 23rd.
Yes, it is.
We're coming up on...
Christmas is coming around again.
Do you find that the month of December just goes by unholy quick since you've turned 13?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
And it got even faster this year.
Yeah, this year
now I'm 25 and it got even worse.
Yeah. It was like I blanked and November was gone.
I don't even know what to do. Like, Christmas is in a couple days and it's like...
Well, I mean, for most people, Christmas starts tomorrow, huh?
Well, yeah. And it's like, maybe it's kind of odd because it's on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it could be it.
I think that kind of throws me for a loop at least.
Yeah.
Last number of years has been over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then, that's always nice.
See, I didn't like when it was on the weekend.
Why not?
Well, because it was like 4 extra days of work you had to do.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the thing is, like, that's fair. You know, don't get me wrong. I love work. I love my job. I love what I do. However, for the most part, I do. Okay. I do love what I do. I mean, every job has its...
Every job.
Has its...
That's why it's a job.
Exactly. What was I saying?
Every job has its...
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, like, it's that last week before Christmas, you know? You know what's coming up. You got great food.
Yeah.
Family.
You gotta go see people you might not want to see, or you're super pumped to see. Maybe you haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah. Could be that. Could be dread.
Yeah.
Could be, I'm going to drink a lot of whiskey or a lot of beer, a lot of gin, whatever your poison is.
Or you're going to be
stone broke. Broke and stone cold sober.
Yeah, too. Lots of that around here.
Yeah.
No shame in that game.
Hey, I'll tip a fella for not drinking.
Hey.
But no, it's like, you know, the 4 days before Christmas, like, or when it falls on a weekend where you got to work, like maybe the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It feels like I just want to mail it in. Like, I don't even want to be there.
That whole week you're mailing it
in. Oh, yeah. You're sending it up the middle.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hope and a prayer, really.
Well, you're just dumping and chaining, really.
Honestly, you are. You're like, oh, well, I'll just make it through the next 8 hours.
You're trying to put it up to the Jumbotron, and you're like, well, there's the bench.
You're looking for that high flip pass.
Yeah.
Through the neutral zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to get it to land just at a spot where it's going to stop before it's nice.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just to keep the play going.
Like in football, when they call it a coffin corner punt, where they, you know, they stick it in on the 1 yard line. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Because you don't want a few extra points before Christmas. No.
No. You got nothing to worry about.
No.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Man.
New year, new me. Coming up.
I guess. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Christmas. How do you...
Hey, hang on. You mentioned tipping your hat to the fella that doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? What was it? It was a call-in on the King and the Sting. Last week. No, 2 weeks ago. And the fella had been going on this first date or something. And the girl had ordered a drink. And he'd ordered himself a glass of milk.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that.
And the girl did not like that. And I don't think he got called back. Or he couldn't call her back after that one.
Huh.
And, like, that's a real power move that you could... You're confident to drink a glass of milk on a hot date like that. Like, dang. That's pretty cool.
I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to drink a glass of milk on a date. Like,
I know,
but it's just a beverage.
Exactly, but I mean, that's a pretty clear indicator.
Power move.
Well, okay, that's the wrong word, perhaps, but it's like a pretty clear indicator. Maybe if she doesn't want you to be drinking a glass of milk on the date, true, like yeah. that's a quick nix.
Oh yeah, that's a good way to see if there's any red flags.
That's a quick weed them out.
Yeah. That's a good feeler for sure. I enjoy a good glass of milk.
Oh, me too.
Like, I love a cold glass of milk. Especially, like, right before bed. Then you gotta wash down with a cup of water. Because, yeah. I mean, my mouth gets all starchy. Then I wake up at 2 in the morning with cotton mouth and, like, get in there!
And you wasn't even smoking cigarettes. You're just drinking a glass of milk.
Yeah, you feel like you smoked a pack of JP Silvers before you, you know, one of those nights where you go to bed far too late and smoke too many JPSs and.
Or
you wake
whatever.
Up in the morning and you smell like an ashtray. It tastes like one, too.
Are you getting them Export A Golds or something?
Oh, the tasty hitters, yeah. Yeah, you gotta be careful for them, them bad boys right there.
Or whatever American samples you got kicking around.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
Some of the American smokes are good. Some of them are just doo-doo.
Yeah.
Awful.
But again, as are ours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got some bad...
Some doo-doo.
Oh, and some BBs. Come in.
Oh, yeah.
Those are resi. So, do you like Christmas? Like, okay, let me rephrase that. Growing up, were you a big fan of Christmas?
Yes, absolutely.
Christmas was your jam.
Love Christmas.
Yeah.
Like any other kid.
Yeah.
Or most any other kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like Christmas. I still do. Like, it's, you know, it's annoying growing broke and everything, but you figure it out.
Yeah.
You figure it
out. What's a couple extra dollars on the old credit card?
It's a nice time of year, though, because, like, you go uptown and people are friendly. You know, you're letting people in the parking lot. They're waving at you and smiling. You go to the cashier and then... rings you through and you say Merry Christmas and they give you a smile. And
you go through the Tim's lineup and they sing to you what they're asking you. Like, I went through the Tim's lineup yesterday, went through the drive-thru, and she's singing to me, what can she take my order? And I'm like, can you just earn yourself a tip.
Can you sing it back to me?
No.
To our listeners?
No. I'm not going to... I haven't had that many whiskeys.
I'd like to hear it, though. I'd really like to hear it.
We'll see how the end of the episode
goes. Which Tim's was this?
This is the one by CDN Tire here in Steinbach.
Okay. You know, I haven't been in there since they redid it.
It looks snazzy.
It looks
a little overdone.
Like, okay.
I would say, like, hockey stick door handles. I think
I kind of like
much.
That.
See, I don't mind it.
I can appreciate that.
I can too, but it's like, after the novelty wears off, it's like, this is kind of annoying, actually. Because it's a big, long thing. It's about that
big. Yeah, I saw it from the outside.
Yeah, it's like, you could pull that thing off and... go play
mini sticks.
Not even. You could just hit the OER quick if you needed to.
that's what they're going for.
It could be. You bring an angle grinder.
Pitch.
You bring an angle grinder.
Yeah.
You forget your twig. Break your twig at the OER.
Come on.
Just cut that thing off.
Hey, that's...
Slap a curve on there. You're good to go.
No shame in that game. Absolutely. Pull out the old torch and bend it.
Oh, yeah.
Where you need it.
Oh, see, we always did it over the... Over the stove.
Oh, okay.
Because we always had them like the stoves with the coil.
Yeah.
Like the actual element.
Yeah.
So you take them plastic ones, you just heat it over there and just put an absolute shit hook on there. And you never use two hands. You always use the one arm just out.
Yeah.
Back.
I always left it straight blade. I just always ran that because you go backhand, forehand, and you can just thwack that sucker.
Bardowski.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
All day. Day.
So yeah, Christmas is nice.
You like Christmas? I love Christmas.
You know,
have a note to that though.
Okay, let's hear it. No, let's hear it. I want to hear the note.
I'm getting really sick of a lot of Christmas music though.
Oh, you and me both. I don't listen to radio in the month of December.
But Okay, that said, I have been trying to find old Christmas albums. I shouldn't say old, but ones in the previous years that I've listened to. And it's just the same, I don't know, 10, 12 songs that everybody records.
Yeah.
And
no variation.
But then on Friday, I was listening to the Alabama Christmas album.
Okay.
Dang, that was good.
Was it?
Well, I mean, it's Alabama.
I mean, yeah, you can't really
go wrong with Alabama. Okay, this morning I was sitting around in the house not doing anything, and I just had the radio on for whatever reason. I wanted to see what they had on the radio. And I did not mind the playlist of Christmas music they had. So I guess it's hit and miss for me now.
Yeah. See, I like that Christmas Cookies one by George Strait.
Yeah.
I sure do like your Christmas cookies, honey, or however it goes.
Sugar, yeah. And Darling, I think he throws there too.
Yeah.
I like that one.
He's got a version with Phil Robertson.
Yeah.
I like that. I got that CD.
Yeah. That's about the only Christmas song I like, honestly.
I like that Driving Home for Christmas song. It's like, he says, driving home for Christmas. He says it a lot. And then like... This is what I'm driving home for Christmas. He's excited to
get home for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Just driving home.
That's the dream, yeah. Really.
Well, I like that Bruce Springsteen song that everybody hates. Like, was it Merry Christmas Baby or something? I don't know. It's Bruce Springsteen. It's a live version that they play on the radio. A lot of people don't like it, but I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not Christmas until you hear the Christmas Shoes song. You can hear it once. All I need to hear is once.
Christmas Shoes song.
Like that Christmas Shoes song where the little kid goes to buy these Christmas shoes for his mom that's dying in the hospital.
I don't think I've heard it, but for me it's Hippopotamuses.
Well, I haven't heard that one this year.
Oh, that's like the iconic.
Yeah. I don't like that song.
Yeah. I hate it. But it's like once I hear it, it's like, oh, now it feels like Christmas. So here's my thing with Christmas, okay? I used to love it as a kid. But then both sides of families are really big. So now it's a lot of work. Like, it's 3 days of, you know, up at 9, which, I mean, sleeping in, to be honest. But,
yeah,
you know, when you're going to bed at 3 in the morning.
That's a task.
Yeah, that's a task. And you got to do that for 3 days, and you eat so much. And
I feel like a slob.
Yeah, you don't actually do anything really productive.
And if you try to do something productive, everybody shames you.
Kind of gets mad at you, yeah.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, so do I. Like, last Christmas, I spent probably 3 hours in the shop just working on stuff, and I got a talking to later that day.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I need to do something. But, like, I do enjoy Christmas, and I love, don't get me wrong, I love hanging out with my family and seeing my family and stuff. But, you know, it as you get older, it feels like it's more of a chore. Now, to be fair, this Christmas, I haven't really been that fired up for it because it doesn't really feel like Christmas yet. I think with the lack of snow we're having and the really warm temperatures we had the last 2 days, it hasn't really felt like Christmas to me. Like, it feels like it's November.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, mid-November.
But at least there was, oh man, probably about 6 years ago, there was that one December where, like, they were still cutting the ditches in town here till about the 20th of December.
Yeah, and then, like, and I think it was the 23rd. Dumped. I think it was the 23rd we just got a big
heaping
of snow, yeah.
And at least they're not cutting the ditches this year.
No, we got enough snow for them to not cut ditches.
That's
working. But not enough to go sledding, so.
No. Not enough
to go sledding either. Which is okay, I don't really need to break my back again.
Oh, that's right. Revisit last year.
Yeah, man. Coming up on a year.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I really want to get out and snowshoe, but right around Christmas I always go out in Sandylands. And, well, quite frankly, there's not enough snow right now.
No, you're just hiking, really. Yeah. That's all you're doing.
So.
You might catch a quick booter if you're, you know,
just a boat, yeah.
Not careful where you're stepping, yeah. But So you got some big plans.
Hang on. Speaking of Christmas.
Okay, we're still on Christmas.
We're still on Christmas. Right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that, okay? We're gonna segue from Christmas into, could you name for your average, because this is still the Flatlands Field and Foul digital radio program, okay?
Of course, yeah. We haven't lost who we are.
So, let's say that you're an up-and-coming hunter.
Sure.
What would be your top three Christmas gift ideas that you'd put on your list?
Oh. Tree stand.
Okay.
Probably any kind of gear.
What kind of gear?
Like,
I want specifics.
Okay, I guess, let me rephrase that. Like, clothing. Articles of clothing.
Okay.
Like, you know...
Like a windstop jacket.
A windstop jacket.
Waterproof, whatever.
Yeah, you know, a Sitka jacket or whatever. Obviously,
well, we don't need a brand name. Yeah. But.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna throw it out there because I was hoping there'd be one under the tree. Don't think there will be. Shout out to Sitka.
I did see Mama kissing Santa Claus though. So.
Yeah. Well.
Hey. You never know.
Yeah. Well, man, looks like you've been putting on weight, huh? Yeah. He's not gonna listen to it. He's gonna cancel that check. you know, my dad doesn't pay for me. I was working for him today in case anyway, he was getting that idea. No, I would do a tree stand, optics.
So, you like know, a nice pair of binos.
Binos.
Like a lower end, probably. Yeah. Just to get started, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't even matter if it's a beginner. Just anything, really.
Well, I think it does matter, for sure. Because I think, like...
I mean, as far as your gift ideas.
Yeah, I would say it does matter. Because, I mean, guys like me and you, who tend to have... Well, we have a little more experience in the field.
Yeah,
sure. We have a lot of gear.
Yeah. Don't have all the best stuff.
Don't have all the best stuff.
But some of the stuff we do, and then some of the stuff we don't.
Exactly. So, you know, you try and... Somebody who has that gear...
Someone's kind of middle of the road like us, right?
Yeah. Yeah, was obviously going to ask for different things, yeah. Right? You know, like... I'm not going to want a low-end binocular for Christmas because I have a mid-range binocular already.
But if you don't have a binocular...
Yeah, yeah. For a beginner, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's where the gift ideas from maybe a beginner to a mid-range hunter or mid-grade hunter, it'll vary a bit. I think from the mid-grade to the high varies a lot more because you get into bigger name brands and higher price tags.
I think a lot of that is replacing stuff you have with just a better quality product.
Oh, totally, totally.
For the most part.
Yeah, I would agree. I'd absolutely agree.
Yeah.
So
tree stand.
A tree stand.
Optics.
Tree stand, optics.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And probably, you know, a call, like a grunt or a bleat or, you know, something that, you know, maybe, not that they're terribly expensive, you know, a grunt isn't terribly expensive, but it's... Often it's one of the last things people remember when they're heading to the field. Like, oh, shit, I don't have a grunt.
Forgot my call.
Yeah, and you never know. It might work.
It might work.
I mean, hey, it worked on Phil and Cy once this year, twice this year. You know, it worked.
I was thinking about those two fellas.
Yeah, I've seen your post. I just forgot to repost it. I was a little busy today after this evening. But what about you? If you were a beginner hunter.
I would again say tree stand.
Okay.
Like for our area, a tree stand is a must.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, for the most part, a must.
So would you ask for a ladder stand or a self-climber?
Ladder stand.
You love
ladder stand. For a beginner, I'd say a ladder stand. For a more experienced one, I'd say a climber.
Yeah.
And maybe get some of those screw-in pegs.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And I'd say... Okay, this is the hard part. I would like to say a bino harness because I want one myself because I don't actually have one. But you need a pair of binos to put in there, and you're not going to spot game no matter what it is, whether it's big game, small game, or birds even. You need a set of binos. So you're going to need so my number two is going to be optics as well.
Yeah.
And...
What do you think about that? I just want to go on a bit of a tangent.
Sure.
So just something just popped in my head.
Sure.
So, another thing that I've realized over this last year is running one set of binoculars that I have, my Nikon ProStaff 3Ss.
Yeah.
Love them. They're great binos. However, I've often been looking, I've found myself looking at cheaper optics now just for something I can throw in the truck and leave there. Because I don't always want to have my bino, like my chest rig with me in my truck on the dash or in the backseat. Because, I mean, my backseat fills up with stuff. It's a work truck. It, you know, stuff goes in and out of there. And the last thing I want is to wreck a pair of binos, you know, from something going in there.
Yeah.
So.
Hate to send them in for warranty on something that
shouldn't be getting warranty. Yeah. I mean, luckily enough, Nikon is very similar to Vortex in there.
Yeah.
No questions asked, it in, it's replaced. But, so, you know, there's another thing for those, maybe, obviously you guys probably aren't going to hear this before you're not going to hear it this year before you ask for gifts, but for next year, hey, it might be worth saying, hey, you know, I want a cheaper pair of optics that I can leave in the truck or leave in the side-by-side or quad or take quad, maybe not leave in the quad, but take water.
You're not afraid to give them a little dust.
Yeah, exactly.
You move around on the machine.
Yeah. Like you're glassing. You need to be glassing 4 miles to look at this giant wapiti.
Now you can see his hands. They're up to the roof.
They are. Yeah, they're just about touching the ceiling there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put your third item. What's that?
Oh, man. Now, I'm going to come at this from a bit more of a bird perspective.
Okay.
And I've listed the tree stand and optics. And again, you're going to want to get a call probably.
Yeah.
And for a Christmas gift, that's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah. You can never have too many grunt calls.
Yeah. Or bird calls.
Or bird, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Turkey call, you get a elk call, you get a goose call.
Hey, we've had fun with some elk calls.
Hey, I need to get some new ones, though. I wore mine out.
Really? Your reeds are gone, huh?
Yeah, they're just that latexes.
Oh, starting to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't realize that was a thing until I listened to...
what's that? It stretches.
Yeah, it stretches. And then it doesn't sound as good.
Dudley?
No.
What is it?
Doesn't matter. Don't need to be name dropping all the time, I guess.
Oh, well, hey, shout outs.
Shout outs.
Not that they're listening. But anyway.
What's that game call that Ronaldo uses?
I don't know.
That bugs me now.
I should know this.
I should know this because I... I'll pull it up here.
Okay. So...
I'll try to.
Fact finder, Patelis over here.
Yeah.
So another question I have is now let's go on kind of that same tangent again. Let's say
Phelps, Jason Phelps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I should have known that. Phelps game called. I just forgot.
Okay. So now if you were going to ask for three pieces of hunting gear across any, I don't want to say platform, that's not the right word, but anything you would use in the field.
At this point?
At this point, for this Christmas in 2 days, what would you be asking for now? Like, and it doesn't have to be, don't think of it as realistic as somebody would get it for you, but what would be the next three things that you would say, okay, like, I would ask this for Christmas because I need it.
A vinyl harness? A good one. A good one.
Yeah. We've talked long and hard about harnesses. Mine will be getting demoted shortly.
A new set of rain gear.
Okay.
And man, that's tough. That's tough. I didn't think about this at all. I don't need a lot of things.
But not even just a need, but just for an upgrade.
Yeah.
Even.
But that I'm fired up about getting. I would say I really want to switch my goose decoys to silhouettes, so I'd probably ask for a boatload of silhouette decoys.
Okay. So what's the difference? Like, you have hard bodies now?
I've got hard shells.
Okay.
So the difference with silhouettes is that, sure, it's only a 2D... silhouette, like on a piece of like fancy cardboard or whatever.
Yeah.
However, the painting on there are typically very, very good, and you can pack into the field way more, way easier
because it's so much lighter.
Yeah. And remember, geese have the eyes on the sides of their heads.
Yeah.
Okay. They can't see a 3D shape, so as they fly around your spread of silhouette decoys, and you position them facing different ways, etc. And that will appear as movement to them.
Okay.
And, like, if you look at a silhouette decoy head on, you can't see it. It's just a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Right? You can't actually see it. There's anything there. And then you move a little bit. All of a sudden, oh, there's one appearing there. Okay. Oh, there's another one.
So it looks like, it's looking like, basically a goose is like seeing another goose turn or move or something. It's like, oh, yeah, wow, where'd that come from?
Yeah. They're extremely packable, or like, they're very easy to handle. They're tough.
Yeah.
And they're cheap. And you can get a whole lot out there for a whole lot less than spending on those fancy full body decoys. And this year especially, I've been thinking about them for a number of years now. And this year I saw them work. Boy, they work.
So would you mix the two? Like keep a couple? Like
Yeah, but I would eventually probably switch.
Just run a full silhouette
spread, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. And what about yours?
Well, Bino harness.
You want to upgrade?
Yeah, I would like to upgrade to the Badlands.
Okay.
I shouldn't say nothing wrong with my Vortex. I do. My Vortex has really worked. The glass pack. I should have bought the higher end model. I can't remember what it's called.
I think it's like the guide or something.
Yeah, the glass pack or the guide pack or something.
The watch or something.
Yeah. My glass pack works for what it is, for what it's used for, which is just a bino harness.
There's no spot for a rangefinder though, right?
Well, there's two side pockets.
But there's no actual pouch.
There's no pouch for it.
But could you get one separately?
Yeah, I'm sure you could add one on.
Yeah.
Because most of those rangefinder pouches, it's almost a belt loop that you could just slide one of your straps through.
Yeah.
So that's
just a webbing system on it, right?
Yeah. The only reason I don't like mine, and maybe I'm being a little superficial with it, but because I tend to be very picky with, A, how much noise I make, B, the ease of something. I don't like, so my glass pack has a hook that comes up and then goes down. And you have to hook this elastic strap over top of it. I have found it's extremely difficult when you are 30 to 40, 50 yards away from a deer that's looking for movement to unstrap it, tuck it up and away, pull your binos out silently, and put them to your face, and then, now you got to stalk in, so now you got to put your binos down, and if you don't clip that thing, it tends to rub a little bit, and it makes a little noise. Yeah, and the other thing is, where I have my rangefinder and my call, it's all a little small for me. And the other massive thing I don't like about it is the straps.
Right, yeah, you've been complaining about that for a while.
You cannot take them off the glass pack. Mm. I don't like that. They're comfortable. You know, they're stretchy and they sit well on your body. It's a great fitting glass pack or a chest rig. But the problem is I want to be able to take my straps off and have my bino harness now as a case that I can put in my truck for when I'm scouting or when I'm going shooting at the range, right? I don't always have to put my harness on or put my chest rig on or have it dangling beside me or whatever. So that would probably be the first thing I would upgrade or probably the next thing I'll upgrade.
I think I want to get a Solo Hunter one.
Solo Hunter ones are nice. Yeah. I like the Badlands.
And they're reasonable price.
They are, yeah. Badlands is terribly overpriced.
Yes.
They do have a great warranty, so I can kind of get behind them on that one.
Yeah.
The only reason I would like the Badlands is because it's magnetic.
Yes.
And it is completely silent. It's got a fleece inside, so your binos aren't going to make a sound coming out. It's basically everything that I explained that I want in a pack.
Yeah.
I
like the Solo Hunter ones, and I think Tim Burnett's a cool guy.
Yeah, I would totally agree. It would be worth me looking into as well.
Yeah.
But I guess the only other thing for me is I don't like ordering things online.
I know. See, I don't have a problem with it.
See, I want it. If I'm going to go get it, I want it now. I don't want to wait a week. I don't want to wait 2 weeks. I don't want to get lost. I want it in my hands now because then I can figure out what I like and what I don't like about it.
I've ordered a lot of things online. I've never gotten something lost. Yet.
I have. I have gotten a few things lost.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Kind of put a damper on things. The next thing, probably a jet boil.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. You know, I was looking at the pictures of the white shelltail a little bit when I posted that.
Yeah,
I thought, man, why are we so dumb we didn't go out there this year? I mean, I wasn't exactly a driving factor in going out there this year either. But
no, I wasn't either. I think, well,
we...
To be fair...
Hindsight's 2020, but...
Yeah, to be fair, though, we had a very, very wet fall.
Yes, that was true. That would have been nasty.
I mean, your rattling antlers would know how wet it is.
They are under some ice right
now. They're buried.
Hold the backpack.
Gone.
Waiting to get fed on come springtime when the cows are back in there.
Yeah. I think that was one of the things we talked about was just that it was so wet.
Yes. We would have had to go like very early September, like first week.
Or brought in the bogs.
Yeah.
Which segue into the next thing.
Well, we would have anyways.
Would probably be a pair of bogs. I'd probably upgrade my rubber boots. But yeah, the jet boil, I think... Not that, I mean, it's not that hard to make a fire, but I think for a case where exactly like White Shell last year.
If it's right, like that was hard to start a fire then.
Yeah, besides a little birch bark fire.
Yeah.
Which is great, like it saved us, but it's always nice to be able to, you know, boil some soup or, you know, just have a little bit of heat. Cup of
instant coffee.
Yeah, just a little bit of heat to warm your hands up or whatever, yep. Right? So yeah, definitely look into a jet boil, but something similar, yep. An MSR stove, because those yep. are actually really good as well.
Something, some kind of small fuel, petroleum fueled burner.
Burner, yeah. And then, yeah, probably upgrade my bogs. My yep. bogs need to be...
To mux or just stick with bog?
You know what? I think we've had this conversation before. I know we have. I don't know if we've had it on the podcast, but I'm a big fan of bogs
yep.
just because they're rounded. So I don't like having a big square sole.
Okay.
Because I find that I always get caught on something. Like,
okay.
So for what I've used them in caribou camp and even up in the Yukon where it's a little rockier, I found that the round sole tends to just not roll off things, but it just, your foot finds a hold so much, okay. At least for me. Now, I haven't tried mucks, so who knows? I could maybe I'll buy a pair of mucks, I'll fall in love with them. And
I fell in love with mine.
I know you did.
I'm a muck man.
Yeah. I'm a bog guy.
Hit us up, muck and bog.
I'm a bog boy.
There you go.
You're a muck man, and I'm a bog boy.
I'm a muck man with the gray hairs starting in the sides of my head.
Yeah, you're looking silver fox, huh?
Let's not make too much of it, though, shall we?
Yikes. There's worse things in life.
Yeah, there's worse things that happen to the best of us. Okay, so maybe some of our listeners will be listening and they'll mail us some boots. Yeah, no.
Or vinyl harnesses.
Vinyl harnesses, solo hunter.
You know, have you seen his rifle slings?
Yeah, they are cool. Great.
They look phenomenal.
Not slings,
covers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also have bow harnesses.
Yeah.
Or slings or whatever you call it.
I think it's all in one. I think they're both the same thing.
That could be.
I think it's universal.
Okay.
Kind of a universal thing.
But I never really thought of that until seeing Remy and Tim having that on the solo hunter videos.
Yeah. Well, most guys just run like scope caps.
Yeah.
Right? But
or they'll put like electrical tape on the end of the barrel.
Which actually I think almost anybody who does any like bushwhacking does. I didn't realize until I went to the Yukon. Everybody does.
Yeah. We always see Rinella and Patelis doing that.
Yeah.
But I should probably start doing that. It's a good idea.
Oh, absolutely. Just one last thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Come shot time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
what did you want to bring up before?
Oh yeah, you got some you're putting on the old flying boots, huh? Yeah,
you're putting
the wings.
Boots.
Where are you headed?
I'm going to be wearing my boots on that plane, boy.
Oh, absolutely. Did you hear this past weekend with Doug Nasty talking
about... That's why I said that.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
In case I see a terrorist or something, I could kick him where the sun don't shine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's always four of them.
Yeah, there's two sleepers in the back.
Bryce Mitchell.
Thug Nasty. Yeah, where are you headed?
I'm heading down to California.
California.
Go visit my cousin. My cousin that's from up here in southeastern Manitoba.
Found a home down in Cali.
He found a home down in Cali, so I'm flying into Las Vegas, Nevada. Renting a little car. A little economical car.
Ooh.
I know.
That's gonna burn you a little bit, huh?
I know, but hey.
Ain't no big old lift of Duramax, huh?
That's the way she goes sometimes.
I guess so.
So yeah, I'm gonna be driving from
Vegas.
Las Vegas. El Vegas.
LV. LV. I can see where you're going with that.
From Las Vegas to kind of Central Coast, California.
When do you leave?
On the 30th of December.
Okay, so you're gone right at New Year's, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're missing New Year's.
I'm not missing.
I mean, out here.
Yeah. I'm going to be celebrating New Year's 2 hours before, or 2 hours after you.
Yeah, I'll make sure I send you a picture.
Might be see what I can do.
A couple birds.
Yeah, I'll be warm.
Yeah. Hey. Well, it'll be warm here, too.
Yeah.
And then when are you back?
Early morning on the 7th.
Okay, so you're
flying out of there on the 6th.
For like 8 days.
A week, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the plane lands at 12:35 a.m. on the 8th, so really 7 days.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
Yeah, so...
And that came up pretty quick. Like, you had talked about it, like, maybe 2 days before, and all of a sudden you're booked up.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been... The last time I was down there was 2016, the summer of 16, for when they got married down there. And the last time I actually saw my cousin was summer 2017.
Okay.
And we grew up thick as thieves.
Yeah.
Me and that fella. Well, my brother and I and his brother and him.
Yeah.
Us four, we were like the, I don't know, the rootin' tootin'est four fellas around.
Well, that's Unbreakable. That side of the Rat River, sure.
That side of the... Yeah. That side of the Jew Bear Creek.
The Jew Bear Creek, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. No, so... I'm excited. I'm going down there, and we're going to have a grand old time. Going to do a whole bunch of hiking up in the mountains there in the foothills. And,
all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, he was hitting me up with some ideas already today, and it's going to be a good time. I'm just excited to see him and his wife again. It's been too long. So, but yeah, as far as it came up super quick because, like I said, I've been wanting to go back there for a long time.
Yeah.
And at work, I talk about it almost every day.
Yeah.
I just make a dumb comment about California because another coworker of mine, he's got family down in California too.
Okay.
Probably about only an hour and a half away from there.
Oh, nice.
From his place, from my cousin's place. So we always, pretty much every day, we banter about going down to California.
Yeah.
And then he mentioned that he might also book a plane and go somewhere with his wife over Christmas. I was like, wait a minute. That's a great idea.
Sold.
And I started looking at flights, and I found that cheap airfare swoop.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for them swoop though.
Yeah,
you're bringing your own chair, pretty much.
Hey, I don't mind.
Hey, you gotta
remember that little four-legged hunting chair I got this fall.
Yeah,
maybe I'll pack that.
Yeah, you might have to. Yeah, because they'll basically give you a couple. You know what plumbers use to put up them PVC pipes like that? It's like a steel band.
Yeah.
It's basically, they give you four pieces of that and a couple screws, and you got to figure out how to get it onto the floor with your chair.
Also,
but hey, it's watch cheap. Me. It's cheap.
Yeah, it's half the price of any
easily,
other flight.
Easily.
It was short notice, and it's over New Year's, so.
Yeah, which is a high travel time.
Yeah. Going to be paying a little more anyway, so.
Because I know last summer, or the summer before, when I was looking at a truck in Calgary. Or looking at vehicles in Calgary, and I found... No, it was last... Yeah, it was last summer. And I had found a really good price on a vehicle, and I was like, well, we'll see what the flights were. And, like, for a swoop from direct Winnipeg to Calgary was, like, $92.
Yeah.
I was like, better than WestJet, where it's, like, $400.
Yeah.
No, it's not that much, but...
I flew into... A couple years ago, we flew to Calgary, my brother and I. We flew to Calgary for a vehicle. I think that was right around $200. And that was like days before flying.
Yeah. Sometimes you can find those last minute deals.
Or it's not even a deal. Maybe it's even more, right?
It's kind of hit and miss. Yeah.
And then the year before, or actually no, earlier that year, then I flew to Edmonton with a buddy. And it was about the same price.
Yeah.
Direct from Winnipeg.
I think when I went to Vancouver, I think my flights were... So there was, I paid $250 WestJet to Vancouver, and then it was basically $500 to get to Dawson. Yikes. With a flight. Yeah, it was about $1,400 there and back.
Dang.
Which, I mean, whatever's worth it.
It's a good experience.
It was fun, yeah. I can't wait to go back. I was actually just... Sorry, to sidetrack. What's that?
You want to go back?
I would love to, yeah. I mean, I say this every time. I would just like to not do it with horses.
Yeah.
I would like to do it without horses.
Maybe you have to find a different outfit.
Yeah, and I'd be more than willing to.
Yeah.
Now, again, nothing wrong with those Midnight Sun, that Midnight Sun Outfitters. I will swear by them. I have sent as many people as I can that are looking for a hunt like that to them because they are truly a world-class outfitter.
You know, I looked at their page before, one of their photos, and I saw Remy Warren liked it.
Yeah. So like they're very well known, and it's a family run business. Like, so Al's the old man; he's the owner. His daughter and his son are both the head guides there, and the guy was with the daughter, Jessie, and I mean she knows her shit.
Yeah.
When it
comes, you've said nothing but good things about those folks.
Yeah, they're stand up people. You know, they still message me. You know, probably twice, three times a year, ask how I'm doing, and, you know, just checking in, seeing how life is, and it's great. Like, I can't ask for much more. But like I said, if I could change one thing, it would be definitely the horses.
That
but
seems interesting.
They actually took the largest moose taking the Yukon this year.
Oh, nice. Oh, congrats.
Javi Senior took it.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you guys...
You're always talking about Junior.
Junior,
right?
Yeah. So when, if you guys want to catch a whole story... you guys can flip back to the Yukon. I think it's Whitetail Time featuring the Yukon story or Story Time featuring Yukon. Whatever. It was episode 16 or something.
It is. No. Episode 12.
Okay, 12. I wasn't that far.
Whitetail Time. Beat the Yukon story.
Yeah. So, anyway.
God, that was over a year ago. That was a long one. 159 minutes.
That was a long. I think we started that one off live on IG, didn't we?
So
I think that was it. But yeah, so Senior and Junior came out. Junior shot his moose last year. This year it was Senior's time, and he ended up taking the biggest one, taking the Yukon this year.
So that's just for this year, though, not overall ever?
Just this year, okay. Yeah. It wasn't the biggest one taken ever.
That's still quite an accomplishment, though.
Oh, absolutely. That's your name forever.
Yeah.
You know, Bloody Schnauzer?
No.
Is it Kleenex?
No, just some schnetta.
Oh, it happens, yeah.
That's okay.
I'm backed up here.
It's all good.
Plugged up, I should say, not backed up. So, yeah, Cali love, huh? You're going down there looking for that.
Looking for love. You could say the theme of the next 6 weeks is Wayne's looking for love.
Yeah, you're looking for that. You're getting that honey drip, huh? Looking
gang,
for
that honey gang.
Drip out there.
Gang, gang.
Trying to get that little buzz going.
Get in there.
Get in there.
No, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, you've been pretty stoked since you booked.
Yeah,
I'm excited for you. Like that's a pretty cool opportunity, and especially because it came up so last minute, and you're getting such
I love it. I love the last minute stuff the most. I hate the anticipation.
Yeah, see, that's where me and you are different. I'm a very planned person. Yeah. I'm bad at making plans, but I'm a very planned person. So when it comes to stuff like that, it's like, hey, like if we want to go on a trip. Let's plan this. 3 months. Do this. Well, do that. Do.
I guess I don't.
Mean?
I don't mind it, but
spur you know what? It's more of your
style. No. Let me rephrase this. I used to not like the pre-planned stuff a lot more. I used to hate it.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting. You know, couple more years in the books, and I'm starting to like it a little bit better.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a place for it too. Like obviously, you know, you don't. I don't plan my next trip to Winnipeg like that. Like,
oh no, but that's not
the same. No, no, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's pretty cool.
Overall, I've always been a kind of run by the seat of your pants kind of guy.
Yeah,
and so this is like just perfect.
Which I mean,
cheap flights,
which is weird because that's where we've kind of switched. Because I think when we first met, that was way more my style. I was run and gun.
I've always been run and gun.
Yeah. Felt like you were always more planned than I was, though.
No, I'm just a little bit slower to the punch.
Yeah, it could be that.
A little more measured.
I'm a little more.
I mean, we don't have to
get jump in head first, and then I'll see.
I'm usually about a day behind on the jump in head first there.
Yeah,
that's right. By then, I've got a lot of time to do some research on it, and I realized that it's not a.
That's fair.
I'm going to back out of this one. I'm going to ghost this
thing. You're like, oh, I'll just watch Tanner dive in. That's usually how it worked.
And I'll throw you the life preserver when you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it.
Always.
Yeah, so... Cali, I don't think... That's pretty big.
Are you doing anything this Christmas?
No, not for Christmas break. I am working on a trip kind of in February.
Daytona?
Possibly.
So that's back on
the... just not with the family. This is kind of my own.
Okay.
I'm debating going out by myself.
Yeah.
Just getting a Airbnb or whatever and flying to Daytona. But I'm also...
That would be cool.
Kind of like to go to Phoenix. I got some friends in Phoenix I'd like to go see.
And those flights are often cheap.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at flights last night. Yeah. Well, Swoop was like $61.
It's direct. Phoenix. It's direct. Like, how do you beat that? A direct flight.
It's like, I got that cash right now. Sold. But yeah, no. So there's some trips in play. I would definitely like to travel. I think kind of getting into 2020, something I've never done.
Me neither.
I've never traveled. So
like, I've flown to California once. I've flown to Alberta twice for vehicles.
Yeah.
But other than that, as a kid, we took road trips to South Dakota and Toronto once, but otherwise, yeah. I've never really traveled. And
well, yeah, like, I've done a few of those trips. Like, I did, okay, well,
now. You went down south to pick up a pup once, right?
I went to Minneapolis, drove to Minneapolis to pick up a pup. I drove to Hanna, Alberta to pick up a pup. I drove to Calgary when I was 9.
But you drove
parents,
to Calgary?
Well, I didn't drive. My parents drove. My dad drove. My mom didn't drive. I mean, I flew to the Yukon, so I guess you could say I traveled there, but yeah. I don't really classify that as travel because that wasn't pleasure. That was a work trip for me. I flew to Toronto for a hockey game when I was 15.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
So like, I've done a little bit of traveling, but nothing like, I've never vacationed. I'll put it that way. I've never been on a vacation.
I don't think I've ever been on a vacation.
So either. I'm thinking maybe come February, wow. I'd like to, you know, even if it's a week. In Phoenix.
Do you define going on a road trip with your parents as a kid in the summertime of vacation?
No, I wouldn't say so. I'd say it's a road trip. See, it's a little different when you're a kid. Because
right.
I don't really feel like you get summer vacation from school. That's kind of your whole vacation.
Yeah. Okay,
so but like in working age, like I've never had I'm going to take a trip for 2 weeks to
Tahiti.
Or anywhere else. To Mexico.
Los Angeles.
Anywhere Other than where I currently reside to work.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah, like anywhere, you know what I mean? Like just to, not even just blow off steam, but just to take some time off and see things. I've never done that, so.
Just let work rest by itself for a while and
go let the boys survive.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm not sure if, like, the last time I went to California, we went because my cousin had a wedding.
Yeah.
That was the reason we went, and we were there for, I think, 6 or 5 days.
Yeah.
There was not a whole lot of vacationing down there.
Like, no.
We did wedding preparations. We got the venue ready. We went to the beach the one day and surfed, whatever. So, yeah, there was one day of vacation.
Yeah. But, like, that's kind of... You almost feel guilty if you don't do it.
It was so rushed, though.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't really have the time.
And now you're going to be taking your time and...
I mean, granted, I've only gone for a week, but... Yeah,
we're going to... You can do a lot in a week.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could not do a lot in a week, you know?
No, we're going to... You're going to bang some activities out.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure. Absolutely. You'll get your miles in.
Oh, I will.
I expect to see
I took today off running because I've been having some problems with my other leg now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, you got to tighten it up, son.
I know.
Yeah. Man, you know what? Somebody always told you about rest.
Who was that?
I don't know. Can't remember. You? Could have been.
Was that you?
Could have been.
Huh. I'm bad with that.
Yeah.
I do not like
that. That is your Achilles heel.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it used to be mine too. I used to be so bad at letting myself rest, and
you
seem
like...
You
to work yourself to death.
Well, yeah, that's... I mean, I still do, but...
Well, it was even worse.
It was worse probably four years ago. Probably 4 or 5 years ago.
That stucco life, eh?
No, well, it wasn't just stucco. It was... I don't know. I was doing all sorts.
Running around.
It was the worst when I was doing barn renovations because there was always something to do.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's always prep work to do. There's always something else to do. So I think I was working like 70 hours a week, but I was working 7 days a week. Like, I didn't really take any time off. But I mean, for the most part, like, and again, I'm not saying this, whatever. For me, it's come with age, you know, especially in the last 2 years where... My body has failed me more often.
That's the story of my year.
Yeah.
My 2019, my body has failed me.
Yeah.
In the latter 6 months.
That's where, for me, like, I had to force myself to call in sick and force myself to take a day here and there. You know, if that meant, you know, I took a day off in, I took a day off for my birthday in March.
You took a day off for your birthday?
Just the day after, yeah.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
I see. Sick day.
It was a sick day.
I understand.
I wasn't actually that sick. I just kind of, whatever. I had plans that morning. That shouldn't have been plans. But anyway, and then I didn't really take a day off till probably...
Well, you cut your finger wide open a couple weeks back.
Yeah, that was it, actually. That was... Yeah. It's not bad, though. It looks pretty...
Well, oh, yeah. It's looking good.
Yeah, I can make a fish.
Why don't you break the story out here?
Oh, yeah. I guess... Yeah,
It's all legal and binded, right?
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Statute of limitations, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a Suits reference. I love Suits. Finished it, but... Anyway, I was grinding underneath a trailer. I was cutting the nut off a bolt, and the grinder kicked funny and sliced my finger right to the bone, and ended up having to get, whatever, 4 stitches and stitch some tendons back together. And I still got no feeling in it, so it's... But I can make a fist, so... Hey, everybody wants to rumble.
That's key, though. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, what?
That's a big
step. 3 weeks ago, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't move it.
Yeah. And so I'm guessing the feeling will come with time, right?
Hopefully,
of it probably not all of it, I would guess, but.
Well, it's all, the surgeon told me basically it's all kind of, we'll play it by ear. Like, yeah. It could take, they told me by 6 to 8 weeks, I should have all my feeling back, so we're coming up on 4 now.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting in the next 2 weeks to have all my feeling back. If I don't, he said, come on back and we'll open her up. See what we can fix.
Hey, there you go.
So they're willing to work.
Warranty.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah.
How about that for
doesn't
a surgeon?
Doesn't matter what happens, just send it in. I told him to lop this thing off. Would have saved me 4 months ago.
Yeah.
I guess 5 months ago.
You want to break that story out?
No, that's all right.
Anger.
Yeah. That was being an 18-year-old kid.
When you're not 18.
When you're 24.
Yeah.
That was a long night of being frustrated that boiled over into 30 seconds of...
Rage.
Yeah, of not thinking is what it was.
You know what? You know how sometimes we say that we have that First Amendment or like freedom of speech like the state says?
That's Fifth, yeah.
Fifth, whatever. We don't actually have that in Canada.
No, we don't.
We can't get away with that kind
of
thing.
No, you can't plead the Fifth in Canada.
No.
It's garbage.
No, we can't do that. And you know who brought that to light to me?
Who?
The Two Idiots podcast. I didn't realize that was a thing. That we couldn't
do
that.
Who were they talking to?
I think they were just talking about it in a news event or something.
Okay.
And they mentioned that we don't actually have that, and I kind of looked into it. Like, no way, we don't actually have that. So.
In our Magna Carta?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a joke.
I'll plead the Fifth.
Plead the Fifth.
Plead the Second. I don't know the other amendments.
I want to have the right to hold some bear arms in my hands.
Yeah, I want the right to arm bears. That's what I was going for. I saw a shirt like that in the States a little while back. It was a picture of a grizzly bear, or I should say a brown bear.
Okay.
Holding 2 AR-15s.
No!
Or two assault rifles. And it said,
remember, AR, hang on, just for the record.
Let's go back.
AR-15s are not assault rifles, so please do not mistake them for assault rifles.
Armalite arms.
There you go.
Armament.
Armalite.
Yeah. So, is that what I said? Could be.
Well, have to rewrite words.
It. I can't English. In the wise words of Bushmaster himself.
Yeah.
It was just like a gray Walmart T-shirt with a brown bear holding 2 assault rifles saying the right to arm bears.
I love it.
And I was like, that's mint. If I was 30 and had a child, I'd buy it. I'm like, ah, I can't really sell that yet at 24.
I can't wait for that.
Honestly, I was thinking about that. I was walking into Canadian Tire the other day, and I was wearing... Actually, I was wearing this sweater. And I was like, I look like a total dad right now. I'm wearing a gray Under Armour crew neck
sweater.
It is the comfiest thing. Comfiest thing in the world.
Were you wearing runners or boots?
I was wearing runners.
Okay.
My comfy runners.
Yeah.
The bottoms there, because my arches have been killing me lately.
Yeah.
And I was like, I look like such a dad. And like, dad or a light, light jeans, like almost light Wranglers.
Yeah.
I was like, Can't man. Is there a car seat in the back?
Get in there.
Oh, yeah. I thought, ooh, it was rough. But I was like, I can't wait for this. Like,
yeah.
I honestly, I'm excited for the day that I can bring my little shithead Schnurp kid to Canadian Tire and
stay with the cart, kiddo.
Yeah.
Don't go running over there, boy.
Don't tell mom we're picking up a new sound system.
Don't tell mom we're looking at rifles again.
Speaking of that, they got a really nice, I think it's a Browning, but it looks like an assault rifle, but it's a 22 LR for like $360. I was like, might be worth dabbling in, just because I don't own a 22 LR.
I bought my first one was a year or two ago,
and I feel like every
self-respecting free man should own a
22 LR. Yeah,
I agree. I'm glad I have one. But I still don't use it much. I use my 17.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, and that's kind of one of my next steps of purchasing going to be a 17. But yeah, I feel like a 22 so LR weird. Is so nice for like readiness of rounds.
You got to have it.
Like, you can go to Walmart. Yeah. Not in Canada, but in the States.
Well,
and buy.
Until recently, Walmart and Steinbeck had ammunition.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think they do anymore. I'm guessing that they
don't. No, they just have knives.
I'm guessing that they just didn't sell.
Well, I don't think anybody knew.
Because, first of all, you had to wait about 15 minutes before you could find somebody in that section of the store.
Yeah.
I bought a few boxes of goose shells back there, but that was a task, boy.
Yeah.
That was a task.
I'm surprised that they even knew to ask for your pal.
I don't even know if they did. I cannot confirm. I'm not throwing shade at you, Walmart. However, I just can't remember. That was a few beers ago.
Yeah, that's a little bit older, a little less wiser. But yeah, and also like, I feel like any self-respecting country boy needs a 22 LR.
Yeah.
Just for like plinking, because I mean, 17 rounds are a little pricier.
Yeah.
For plinking.
And if you're just plinking, you don't need the accuracy.
Or squirrel hunting.
Hey.
You don't want to blow it. Whole size of Texas and thing, plank them with a 22.
Get in there.
No kick, just a.
Well, not that a 17 has a kick.
No, I know, but 22 are just—they're mint.
It's a 22. It's a 22.
It's like what everybody grew up.
22. Yeah,
it's like that's what I learned to hunt on.
And you can get the CB shorts, and they're subsonic.
Yeah, they're deadly quiet.
And it's like shooting a pellet gun.
Yeah. I remember when...
I have a story about that I can't tell on the record because that could get...
Statute of limitations.
Yeah, no, I can't talk about that. Don't want to get...
Minor details.
Don't want to get big in.
I remember the first time I shot a 22 Magnum.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I had hunted for like 22 LR exclusively for like 4 years.
You're like the face of the brand.
7 to like 11.
So like if 22 LR is running an advertisement, you're
no definitely not.
Pertmere.
Definitely Pertmere. Not. This is Pertmere. An old Springfield, actually.
Hey.
Yeah, it looks awfully lot like the M1.
Okay.
Back from World War II era.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's an old Springfield. With the banana clip at the bottom. So it looks
magazine.
Like, magazine, yeah,
sorry. A clip is what you load in the M1 Garand, okay?
I know. But because, you know, all the kids that are listening to this are going to understand a banana clip looks like an AK mag.
Well, let's set them straight.
Let's set them straight. It's a magazine. So anyway, it's got the banana magazine. It's a 12 round.
Doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. That's what I mean. It's a 12 round mag.
That sounds right.
And I hunted that thing for like. Oh, and then we had the typical Ruger 10-22.
Ooh.
With the spiral mag.
Yeah.
Right? The one that loaded spiral and
was that 50 shots or something?
No, we didn't have the big one. 25, that one was maybe. No, that one was 10.
Oh, really?
The standard mag that went in the bottom,
yeah,
was a 10 shot, but you could get the double 50 round drums.
Yes.
Where it took you 17 hours to load.
Yes.
And your thumb would wear through 3 times. It
was nuts. Both your thumbs and your buddies your dogs.
I know a guy that had one for gopher hunting in Saskatchewan. Loved it.
I believe it.
But he bought like 8 of these drums. About
10 minutes.
Yeah, just. He's so much fun though. But anyways, yeah, we had 2 of those, and that's what I kind of grew up hunting with. And then one of my buddy's dad had bought him his dad bought it for himself because it's obviously my buddy and his pal. But got him a 22 Magnum. Oh my word, that was like, call all the guys, jump on your dirt bikes, get down here. I got a 22 Mag. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to bring my 22. We're going to compare it.
Yeah.
Bruh, blew me out of the water. I was a way better shot than him.
Yeah.
But, gang, I remember shooting that gun thinking, I need one.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. The addiction with, not an addiction, but like just that, I need one now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I exactly understand that.
Yeah. 22 Magnum. Because they got the 22 CB, and they got the 22 LR.
Yeah.
22 Mag. Then there's another one. There's one that I can never remember what it is.
Isn't it like a Winchester mag or something?
A Win mag. No. No, because Winchester's a...
Short mag.
Yeah. 22 short mag. That's what he had.
No way. He had 22
short mag.
How rare is that?
It was a single shot.
How rare is that?
It was a
single... Like a bolt action?
Yeah. Single shot bolt action. With the... Yeah. Yeah.
Was it like a Browning T-bolt style?
Yeah.
No way. That's
exactly what it was like.
Those are cool.
But it was so...
Those are super cool.
It kicked. It actually kicked.
It's got some power.
Like, I was shocked when I shot it. I was like, what? I was like, there's no way it's a 22.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. But yeah. And the rounds are so small.
Well, a 22 mag is a centerfire, isn't it, technically?
No, these were rimfire.
Okay.
There's a rimfire rifle.
Because you can get a 22 in a centerfire.
Yeah. I think the new... They do make a 22 short mag. I believe it's a centerfire, though.
Okay.
And I think Tika...
Again, we could be wrong on these calibers exactly. Like short mag, right?
I'm pretty sure it was called a short mag. Okay. I'm almost certain.
Okay.
Because there was a... Yeah. Because the 22... There was a 22 mag, which was basically a hot-loaded 22 LR
round. Well, it's a smaller casing.
Yeah, but it was...
With the same amount of powder.
Yeah.
Which makes a bit of a hot load.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had the 22 LR, which was just a longer casing.
Yeah. And a little inaccurate, but...
Well, if you knew what you were doing, it wasn't. You know, it was funny. Do you remember those days growing up where you're shooting 22 LRs? You go to your buddy's house or whatever, you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, if you want to hit that squirrel up in that tree, you got to aim about 4 inches high and 2 inches to the left.
You're
like,
I remember.
And you're like, what?
And you do it
and you hit it. You're like... Sight your scope and it's like, no, it is. It is. Just, that's how you
kill squirrels.
Yeah. That's how it was. Like, with our Ruger 10-22, that thing was, because it was a short barrel, right?
Okay.
Those Ruger 10-22s were always so short because they were designed to be, you know, something you throw in your backpack when you're going trapping or whatever.
Wherever, dispatching animals.
Yeah. And that thing, anything over, it felt like 40 feet, like, you're going to start... Accounting for drops, yeah. You're factoring the Coriolis effect, yeah. Yeah, your spin drift and everything. Altitude, humidity. But then when we got that Springfield, it felt like I could poke out 3 miles. And I was like, holy cow, I can't even see what I'm shooting at. And I'm hitting squirrels.
Open sights?
Nope.
Scoped.
Okay. Bushnell scope.
Ooh.
Yeah. Vent, like high raise and then way back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, it looked
so wrong.
So wrong. It looked almost like
one of those guns
you see. A Dragunov. Like the, you know what I'm talking about? The SVTs or whatever?
I know exactly. Tanner, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Call of Duty right there, son.
I've done my time, and I'm thinking about getting back into it.
You know what? Honestly, I was off for 2 weeks, played a little Call of Duty. I was like, I kind of enjoyed this.
What are you running on?
Ghost. Oh, what system? PS3. Yeah. I was going to get an Xbox. I got an upgrade because my PlayStation is crap, you know. I was going to get another Xbox. I had an Xbox before. But the thing is, then you got to pay for Live. If you want to play online, you got to pay for Live.
You don't have to pay for PlayStation?
No, it's all free. Oh, man. That's a nice thing.
Or get a PC.
Nah.
I like
never.
I grew up PC gaming.
Expensive. You, yeah, but nowadays, like, oh, you, no, that's, no, like no. That's like a $3,000 investment.
No, you don't naturally need that.
You don't. That's what everybody told me. Is like it's a $3,000.
Yeah, yeah. Like the okay, the serious gamer, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but I cut my teeth. I made my living playing online with not that fancy of a setup. Whatever my pops had, he did not have a
game. That was that Windows 96.
No. He was up to date.
Oh,
he was up to date, but
well, in 96, yeah.
Yeah. No. With like the fancy new stuff.
Yeah. But
boy, I could keep pace with those online boys.
Really? Huh?
And put a number on them on that free-for-all, boy.
Woo! See, I don't have the dexterity. Woo! I don't have the finger dexterity for a keyboard. Because I got carpal tunnel.
See, I have this advantage, though, because my dad's left-handed. So I grew up learning how to use the most of my left hand.
Okay.
So I can freely use the D-pad with my right hand and all that jazz. So I can mouse with my left, shoot, and clicking buttons or whatever. I can move with my right hand, so I'm used to this setup.
You're ambidextrous.
Now, if you're running the mouse with your right hand and a keyboard with your left, to me that is...
That's form.
That's... Well, I can do it.
Yeah.
I've learned how, but that is not as... not as conducive to killing a lot of people.
Yeah, to kill Hodges online.
Online. Okay.
Yeah, no, I was... I ran...
Like, just think of the topography you have to go over with your hands if you're coming from your right side as opposed to
your,
if you're, you know, your mouse is in your left hand.
Well, see, either or doesn't make it. It's all...
But then you can get to, like, shift and
it's
alt.
It's like sending me anywhere without a Garmin. Say, figure it out, son.
Figure it out.
No map, nothing. Use the sun and find your way home.
Michael Scott. I ain't getting there.
Michael Scott.
I would let harm befall him. I would even let him die. But I will not let him lose his dignity.
Here's the thing. So I got my first PlayStation. I got a PS2 when I was, oh shit, I must have been maybe 12? Maybe 12 years old?
And PS1, PS2?
PS2. The Slim.
Did you not have a PS1?
I did.
Okay.
I did, but it was like garage sale gifted.
Okay.
With like two games. But it had Crash Bandicoot, and that was my jam.
We got PS1 from my uncle.
Yeah. I honestly don't think they sold PS1s. I think they just gave them to people, and then they're like, here, you need to give this away now. Like, after 2 months, you give it away. But that's how everybody I know has got theirs.
But the most important part of it was my uncle he gave us the memory card with the Gran Turismo 3.
Yeah.
Saved on there.
Remember memory cards?
So then my brother and I, we played Gran Turismo 3 for years with his memory card.
Yeah.
And it was just the best.
Yeah.
It was the best. We made a copy of it so we could never lose it because you could do that.
Yeah, you could.
And
sometimes the file would corrupt or you'd actually lose the memory card.
Yeah. No, we never lost it. No. That was like pure freaking gold, man.
Yeah.
There was no way we were going to lose that.
Remember
you'd run the Le Mans race. Or whatever, and you'd leave that thing on for hours, or you would run out of room on your memory card, so you couldn't turn it off.
Yeah,
you're playing.
Yeah, you had to let it run all day.
Yeah.
Because you can't lose.
Mom, don't turn it off!
Whatever you do, don't touch that power button. Hopefully, no storms roll through. Hopefully, an act of God does not happen, because I cannot lose.
You're staying up all night praying to the good Lord.
Oh, yeah. Do not turn this off.
Don't turn it off, boy.
Don't lose the power. Yeah. Remember memory cards? Where, like, every now and again, they wouldn't work. You'd have to take them out, blow on them, and then put them back in, and they would
and
work.
Just pray.
Yeah, and they would work, and you're like, oh, so I'm a hacker now. Oh, so I'm... I'm just that good with technology, huh?
That's unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a PlayStation 1 for a little bit that was gifted, and then I had a PlayStation 2 I got with the slim
one. We had a slim too.
Yeah, the slim one.
Yeah.
That
stands on the side.
Or bottom.
Either or.
But
yeah.
It had the thing that popped up. It didn't slide.
Yes.
Because the big one slid.
Yeah.
And that was so cool.
It slid with a tray.
Yeah, it had the tray
that came up. But ours, it popped up.
It just popped up and you just put your disc
in.
Yeah, you just put your disc in there.
So it could handle being on the side.
It could, yeah.
And it's vented better too.
It did, yeah. If you, yeah.
So you would run less risk.
Yeah. Of getting, of losing the game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then, so I got that game with Chell, like, 2008, maybe?
No way.
Yeah, like for Christmas.
I had Chell 2K7.
See, I never got any, I never got the 2Ks.
They're
I always
trash,
got,
trash, but
my
I played
dad
the shit
would
that game.
Not let me get 2K. It had to be EA Sports.
Trust me, there's a reason that 2K does not make NHL games anymore.
But I played a couple, and they were actually kind of fun going from EA to 2K.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, outlandish.
They're weird.
It's like, there'd be fire coming up behind your guy. You'd hit a guy, he'd go flying across the rink into a tree.
That's true.
Why was there a tree there?
Oh.
Remember the outdoor?
All of a sudden, you're playing on certain modes. All of a sudden, Gretzky appears.
Yeah, just out of
for
nowhere.
Like 30 seconds. Like, what?
Wow. How did... Okay.
Yeah. But I grew up playing EA as well, so then getting 2K7 was just wild.
With Vincent LeCavalier? I think it was 7 or 8 that he was on the cover?
I think 7 was Thornton.
Yes, yeah, so I must have got 08 then.
Yeah.
Because it was the Cavalier.
Yeah.
And I remember that was right when the brand new Reebok jerseys came out. Like the Tampa Bay ones that had the shoulder pieces, the gray line that came, and it was an update.
You had to download it.
Yeah, and I didn't have internet at home.
No.
So I had to wait like 3 years to get it. I was so choked. But, yes, then I got my first Call of Duty. I got Call of Duty 3.
Okay.
I had to beg my mom. Like, beg, borrow, and just about steal to get Call of Duty. Because my mom was like, wow, it's a shooting game. Why would I?
And
I was
like, by the time you got it, it was way outdated.
No. It was new.
Oh.
It was new.
Call of Duty 3.
Was new. So, like, I had seen that it was getting released, and I, like, spent months begging. And then finally we went to the States.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, here it is. Can I get it? And she's like, if you promise it's not going to turn you into a violent kid, I'm like, guarantee you it won't. So I got Call of Duty 3, and oh, did I play that. And that was World War II, running around.
Okay. So World at War was number 4, I believe. Right?
World at War was 4, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I remember.
So it was Call of Duty 1, yeah. 2, and 3, and then it was World at War.
Yeah.
And then... there was, I believe, Black Ops. And
no,
then,
I think it was Modern Warfare 1.
Oh, yeah.
And then Black Ops.
And then Modern Warfare 2.
Maybe 3. And then Black Ops 2.
No, Modern Warfare 2.
They alternated.
Yeah, because it was 1 year it was new Black Ops. 1 year it was new Modern Warfare. Yeah. And then they got into the new stuff. But yeah, and then...
I think they're back to... Modern day.
Modern Warfare, yeah.
Like
they remastered Modern Warfare now.
Oh, I should.
I actually watched
I'm
some.
Tempted.
I watched some gameplay on it because I'm a little bit of a nerd when it comes to it. I watched some gameplay on it last night and I was like, damn, this looks fun.
So I grew up playing Medal of Honor.
Okay, I got a story about Medal of Honor, but yeah, keep going.
I played Allied Assault. So many times.
Okay.
Omaha Beach Boy, I could run you through there blindfolded, okay?
Yeah. You should have been there is what you're saying.
I was there, actually, okay? When they do that on Saving Private Ryan...
You're like,
I'm giving
triangle right, left.
No, this is on the keyboard, boy.
Oh, yeah, you're keyboarding, so you're ASDF.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Up, down, left, right, click, cool. Left click. Left click, right click.
There he is! Shift! I said shift! No!
Actually, we spent a lot of our time playing The Great Escape, which is... it's actually a movie from, like, the 60s.
Okay.
You familiar with it?
No.
Maybe we should have a movie night sometime.
We should.
We've never had a movie night.
Because I think most of the time we're... most people would think it's a little...
well, I guess we're not in high school anymore.
Yeah, right? That's where I was going with that.
But The Great Escape is a story of these POW prisoners. I guess that goes without saying, but these POWs and prisoners of war, and they keep trying to escape these camps, and so they took the movie and made it into a game, and it's super good actually. It's really hard to shoot people in it, but it's really good. It is a long campaign to get out of those prison camps. And
See, that was the thing, though.
It was so good.
Like, that was the thing. Like, in PlayStation 2 games, or days, it had to be a long campaign.
Yeah.
Because there was no online.
No. And now you get these kids, these dumb kids that buy the game and don't even play the campaign.
I'm honestly surprised that they still make campaign.
I think that... Honestly, you have to play the campaign before you should be allowed to play online.
You have to unlock it?
That'd yeah.
Be cool.
If I was a game creator, I would do that.
Well, I know in some of the Call of Duties, you have like to unlock certain guns, you have to play the campaign. Or certain tags.
Yes.
You have to play the campaign.
Yeah.
Which is super neat. I like that.
I like it on Modern Warfare 3 and 2. So you play the campaign, and then you have these missions that you can do. Like, I don't know what it was, like 30 missions?
Yeah.
And some of them are hard.
Oh, I
forget what it's called.
Yeah, well, there's the co-op. You could play them with or without other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was offline. Or you could play them online with your buddy.
Yeah. Or LAN. Remember LAN parties when you could LAN party? LAN parties. They actually brought that back. It's pretty fun. But yeah, so then I got my PlayStation 2.
And I never really left, though.
LAN parties? Yeah, you couldn't do them on Call of Duties for, like, Modern Warfare. I know you for sure couldn't do it on Modern Warfare 3.
No, you can. I have it. You can.
Okay, then it's...
Been there, done
then that. Then it's Black Ops you can't.
Black Ops 2, perhaps.
I think Black Ops 2 and 3 you couldn't.
Okay.
They brought it
I back. Never played 3. I don't know if I ever played 2.
Black Ops 3. Black Ops 2 was alright. I was pretty
was
good
new,
Black Ops
or was
2.
That old?
That was new.
I mean, like,
it was
what
actually,
era you know, was that?
It was, like, next gen.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
it was actually...
No, I never played that one.
It was pretty close.
It was Halo.
No, it wasn't quite Halo.
I hate Halo.
I hated Halo, too.
I hated it. Whenever...
Except teabagging was fun.
I don't remember how to do that.
Humiliation!
Oh, yeah.
That was the best. But no, it was a pretty good mix between like what the future could look like.
Okay.
Like the guns were basically all based off actual guns. They were just modified a little bit and there wasn't any outrageous tech except for drones. That they were the worst. The swarms, they sucked. They killed you, but there's a couple of really good maps, which was fun. But then I remember my last year 4-H, I had a bunch of money saved up and I was like, I want to buy an Xbox. So I told my mom, I was like, I'd like to buy an Xbox. She's like, well, you still have like a couple, we have undisclosed amount of dollars left if you want to use that. We're going to the States next weekend. I was like, okay. So I went and bought a brand new in-store Xbox 360.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was the slim as well. Like the new, that was the new gen.
Slim.
Like the last, it was the last Xbox 360 they made.
Okay, because we have the black one.
Like the big black one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I had the matte black one.
The white one's got the red ring of death.
Yeah.
And we've had this thing since like 2009. It's like 10 years old.
You know how you got red ring? By leaving it on.
And sometimes...
And not overheat.
This thing's been left... Actually, this thing, it shuts down automatically.
Really?
If you leave it on for too long, it shuts down.
It just says, I'm out.
Tap out.
Yeah.
But we... Actually, no. That's only happened probably in the last 2 years because, I mean, I still use it for watching Netflix and YouTube, whatever, but...
That's how you stream your fights, usually. Or do you do it off your laptop?
I do it off my laptop. Just HDMI cable to the TV. But, like, it's connected to the internet, so whenever there's an update, we update it, but... we bought this fan package that's stuck onto the back.
In the back, the big...
The big thing that's, like, 3 inches thick.
Yeah.
With a big fan in there, you have to plug in separately.
Yeah.
To make sure we never got the red ring, and we never got it.
Yeah. That was the biggest thing, was keeping it ventilated.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah.
So then I got...
That was a big day when we got that
thing. Oh, yeah. Then you knew. You were set.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'm going to have this thing forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd pull it out of where it sits, and you'd, like, stand it on its side, and you'd, like, just keep it free from everything else.
Oh, yeah.
So
you couldn't be near a wall. Yeah. See, I had the slim, like the matte black version. Okay. So it was already internally had a better cooler. But I got Gears of War, which I never played.
Okay, I've never played
that. It sucks. It's a third person shooter. It's like GTA 5 on. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but way worse. And then I got Medal of Honor Warfighter, which was like really present day.
I've played that one. I like that one.
So much fun, and I lost the game. Actually, I borrowed it.
Actually, I still have that one.
So much fun. Because every time you shot, you'd hear the shot. But then when you hit somebody, you heard like a zoop. And that was the sound of the bullet hitting them. Which is something that Call of Duty hadn't had to that point. Like, they had hit markers.
Those new Medal of Honor games kicked the...
Oh, yeah.
It kicked the ass. Kicked ass.
They were mint.
I should, yeah.
And the mechanics were really good to the game. Oh, yeah. Like, they played really well.
And it was legit. And it was, like, a super cool storyline.
Yeah.
And it, like, way more legit. Like, yeah. Way more making sense.
See, we got into Battlefield. So, when Battlefield 3 first came out, I got Battlefield 3, and I convinced a couple of my buddies to get it. And we had started a squad, and at one point we were like 6 in the world. We were really good. So I was always sniper.
Yeah.
I always ran sniper class. My buddy Noah was always medic. There was a girl who I still to this day follow on Twitter and talk to every now and again. Salim. She's from, I believe, Boston. She was our assault class.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then we had one guy from Australia that was our engineer. And we had a group chat. We're like, hey, you guys going on? Yeah, let's play. And we would play like from some days I'd get home at, you know, I'd get home from hockey, let's say like 10 o'clock on a Friday, you know, when I didn't have to play the next day. And we'd play till 3-4 in the morning, get up. Parents would be gone. Oh, yeah. Make a shitload of food. Pile back in the room. Let's play all day. I had the headset and everything. Oh, we were so good at Battlefield. And it was so much. Because Battlefield was nice because it played so realistic.
Yeah.
And if you missed by an inch, you missed. There was no hit marker.
No.
Like with Call of Duty where you see like
the kill cams. It automatically corrects it.
Yeah. Or like you shoot like 3 inches over and you get a hit marker and they die. And it's like, what is this?
I love playing Medal of Honor online.
Yeah, because it was the same thing.
But now nobody plays it on 360 anymore.
That's the thing. Well, it's just nobody plays 360 also, no more.
I don't know the last time I bought gold though, so.
See, now it's not gold. Now it's just, like, remember you used to buy gold and it was like $70 for the year?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Or $9.99 a month.
Yeah, and you're like,
gotta buy the year, bro.
Might as well buy the year.
So or you get lazy and you just buy it monthly. And
I never did. I always made sure I went. I remember
in my 20s, I definitely bought it by the month.
Mom, can I borrow the van? What are you doing? I gotta go to Superstore. Okay, grab me some ham. Okay. Rip there, pick up some ham, pick up Xbox Gold. Xbox Live Gold.
$60, $70.
Yeah, it was like $72 for the year.
Your tap like, for the year.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, you spent $70 on the right to play online. This is bogus. And then it always happens.
Internet's is like fresh.
Oh.
Internet's in the house, man. Yeah. Like fast enough to play, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That is
fresh. Oh, and leg. Leg was a bitch.
And then you get hosted and you get the leg.
Kicked
off ASAP.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Or when you're about to kill somebody and then it host migrates.
No.
Bruh. And then as soon as it comes back, you die. You're like, I'm done. I'm over it.
Because Buddy has been watching you the whole time.
Oh, yeah, he knows. He knows where you are.
He's got her figured out.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm going to drop.
And he's probably in the States, so he's got probably a faster connection.
Way better connection.
Because you're in rural Manitoba.
Yeah, you're using Skyscape or whatever it's called. Skylance.
Some garbage.
Yeah, it was nuts. Those were days, though. And you know what? Honestly, like, I don't know. I grew up with, again, my dad's a very manly man, so, like, there was none of that. But I remember that guy broke his foot. He played Harvest Moon on my PlayStation 2 8 weeks straight. Beat the game. I don't even think there was a way to beat Harvest Moon.
How do you beat Harvest Moon? I played that one day at my buddy's place.
It was actually kind of a fun game. It was. You could harvest grass, and then you had to get married and have kids and build a house. It's like, what is this?
Yeah,
why am I going to play this? No wonder my... Now I'm like, it's pretty much just Sims. That's all it is, really.
I love playing Sims.
Yeah, Sims was fun. You know what
my favorite... One of my favorite games was Age of Empires.
Yeah!
I loved it. And then you got the cheat codes, how to get the money.
Yeah. Okay, which is the one? Did you guys ever have the one at school you could play? I don't remember if it was Age of Empires.
We did, in high school, we did Lands with Worms Armageddon.
No, we didn't have that one.
You ever play Worms, though?
No.
Oh, it's so good. So simple, but so good.
There was one where, like, you had different, you had the Romans and
Sid Meier's. There was different Age of Empires,
though. I know there was. I just don't think it was Age of Empires. But anyway, it was saved on an...
Do you remember we got those Scholastic book orders? And then they had Age of Empires or Sid Meier's, whatever, Civilization in there. And it was like, Mom, can I get this?
Please, send me with a 20.
Mom, no!
Mom's like, no! You're getting a book!
And then you get...
I don't want a book!
You get a flash drive copy from Buddy.
Yeah. That's
thank you, Lord.
And you're like... Okay, I owe you my life right now. We're going to play, though, today. Oh, yeah, I remember that. See, we always... So, we didn't have a really good computer at home. We never really had a good... We still don't have a good computer at home. So, we always had to do our gaming at school. So, like, you almost scheduled your classes. Like, we did, tech ed. Not tech ed. Computer sciences. And that was basically... We were playing this... It was basically Age of Empires, but it was... Just was not called that. I can't remember what it's called. I'm going to have to find out. But anyway, we played that for months. And then you could save your game to the flash drive so that you didn't lose your progress.
Yeah.
But then we were all connected via LAN so that we'd all fight each other all the time. And, you know, like friggin'... Thick Tiffany over there loses her
double dribble
kneecaps. She loses her whole, whole colony because me and the boys decided we were just gonna
going after Thick Tiffany.
Oh, we're going. Yeah, screw Thick Tiffany. We're launching trebuchets at her, which is a cool instrument of warfare.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that was...
You got Derek in the corner.
Oh, frick.
You're like...
Yeah, and...
After Thick Tiffany's gone, we're going after
Big
Derek.
Yeah, and then he came in with them hitters. And then all of a sudden, he had defenses.
He has the cheat code.
Yeah, and he's got all the gold. And
he wipes out four guys.
Yeah, he's got ogres. There wasn't even an ogre in the game, but he's got them. You're like, wow.
What is this guy?
Yeah. Now he's part of FaZe. Psh.
He's in a clan or something?
Yeah, like, clan tag. Oh, man, I remember clan tags. Those are the best.
Well, should we wrap this thing up?
I think so. Yeah, wow, that took a tangent. We went from...
We've never discussed this before, man. This is good.
This is good. This is part of the new format.
Yeah, why not, eh? Why not? You have any shower thoughts?
Concludals?
Merry
Christmas. I think from the both of us. Hey,
Merry freaking Christmas.
Thanks for being patient with us throughout this year.
This 2019 has kind of sucked for both of us. A lot of things.
Yep. But it's also been good for a lot of things.
Yep.
We've learned a lot.
Yep.
My
hair's turned grayer.
Yep.
And we haven't been...
You shaved.
I did. I tried to grow a mustache. It wasn't very good.
You did start a little late, though.
No, I shaved. See,
you should have just left the mustache to begin with.
But the deal was I had to shave on Halloween, so...
Oh.
What Kendall?
Oh, I didn't know that was a Kendall deal.
Oh, no, it was completely Kendall deal, so...
See, I shaved on Halloween, too. I just didn't shave my mustache.
Right.
Because I couldn't let that bad puppy go. Thanks.
I looked like a 17-year-old punk for a while.
Yeah. You look different. I hadn't seen you ever clean shaven.
I know. A lot of people hadn't.
That was weird. It's been a long time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for, I know you posted our, Flat on Ceiling Foul from Spotify on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Thanks for, sticking with us.
Listening.
And, you know, tell your friends.
We'll, try to be better in the following year.
I think there's, some...
Let us know what you want to hear about. If you like our little tangent today, let us know. And
yeah, and let us know what you guys want to see or hear from us. You know, we're willing to throw some ideas around.
Yeah. Things get kind of stale sometimes. You keep thinking.
I'm hoping to upgrade some of the equipment
that we're
going to be using in the next year. However, once we have a place to put it.
Hopefully sooner than later.
Hopefully sooner than later.
I'd like to get on that.
Yeah, well, you and me both.
Oh, yeah? Well, you have some things to talk about, I guess. Anyways, let's wrap this up. Merry Christmas to all.
To all, a good night.